to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And, of course, we have our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And another special guest today. He's been on the radio with us once before, and I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Hector Lopez. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
Yeah, Dr. Lopez is an MD, practices in New Jersey, specializes mostly in physical medicine, rehabilitation medicine, and he's here courtesy of Nordic Naturals, and we're going to be speaking today a lot about fish oils and some new research and what they do and all that good stuff. But before we do that, Don, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about how they can access some of the wonderful stuff that went on yesterday at our health fair and seminar?
Okay, Arnie, yes. As you folks, many of you know because you were there, those who weren't there missed out on a very a great day, a day filled with good educational lectures, filled with we had 35 different vendors giving out samples and answering questions, and a really, really nice time. Everybody seemed to be very happy. For those of you who were there and for those who couldn't make it, if you want to listen to the lectures that took place, and if you want to see the actual slide presentations that the various speakers gave, you can do so merely by going to our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. And if you go right on the home page in the section latest news and events, you'll see the first item listed is Wilner Chemist Seminar and Health Fair, speaker presentations, audio and slides. If you click on that, you'll see a series of links. You can listen to the morning audio presentations. You can listen to the afternoon presentations. And you can look at either the morning or the afternoon slide presentations. So all of that information is right on our website right now, and you're welcome to access it at your convenience.
Okay. Thank you, Don. Actually, as you were talking, I was went to wilner.com and did that myself, and it's just as you said, nice and easy.
Yep.
Okay. All right, now, as they say, back to the show. So today, Dr. Lopez, I guess we really want to talk about some of the newer things relating to fish oil. And I know when we spoke, you mentioned a word to me called sarcopenia. Tell us what that means and why fish oil is so good for something like that.
Sure, Arnie. Well, sarcopenia is actually the loss of muscle mass and strength associated with aging. And often sarcopenia has been confused with various other muscle wasting syndromes. The difference is with muscle wasting syndromes, there's a specific cause, such as HIV, AIDS, for example, or sepsis or something of that nature, a severe infection. Whereas with sarcopenia, it's actually just related to aging. And the reasons vary from inflammatory causes, chronic systemic inflammation, changes that occur at the muscle level, the way that the nerve interacts with the muscle, the neuromuscular connections or junctions, as we call them. And some of the new interesting work out of St. Louis, Missouri, and also some work out of Canada at McMaster University is showing that the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil actually could help restore the muscle protein synthetic machinery in elderly individuals. So that's actually pretty exciting information.
Are you saying restore or prevent this from happening?
Actually help to restore is part of what's been shown out of Missouri. And they did muscle biopsies to look at what was happening intracellularly inside the muscle. And it looks like some of the molecular mechanisms, all these enzymes, appear to be upregulated when patients or subjects were supplemented with fish oil as opposed to placebo, which was corn oil they used in that study.
That's quite fascinating. What sort of doses of fish oil were they using?
They were using 2.4 grams of EPA DHA combined, so a modest dose.
A medium dose.
Yeah, but once again, as we have to say, it's 2.4 grams of EPA plus DHA.
Right.
It's not 2.4 grams of fish oil.
So I'm calling it medium high because that would be what you'd have to take, what, 5 or 6 grams of fish oil to get that?
Yeah. If you were taking a regular 30% standardized, over-the-counter.
Actually, Nordic Naturals has some a little more concentrated products. They have that Ultimate Omega product,
which
I believe is about
65%.
Yeah,
so you have 650 milligrams of EPA DHA per soft gel.
So it would be 4 soft gels a day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they... Now, this muscle wasting, as you call it sarcopenia, that's the fancy name for it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens to us old guys. you see a lot of older men, and they seem to be, the skin starts hanging a little bit. You know about that, Rich, don't you?
No.
Not at all. I hope to never know it.
That's right. So this is something which... Hopefully, if somebody is, taking care of themselves and taking care of, working out a little bit, fish oil can, I know you said it treats the sarcopenia, but, I guess it could also prevent it as well.
Well, yeah, some of the mechanisms at play behind sarcopenia seem to fit right in beautifully with what fish oil can do when it's consumed and supplemented with on a regular basis. So, although the work hasn't been done longitudinally, there isn't data to support it. There's a lot of data to suggest that if you took it as a prophylactic measure, you could probably do a lot to stave off sarcopenia. Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't need as high a dose if you'd taken it for many years.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. No. That's excellent. And from a medical, I know you're both MDs, from a medical standpoint, seeing the musculature of older people in place is much better, I would assume.
Yes, right, absolutely.
Okay. Well, and let's not forget, if it does that for the skeletal muscle, I'm sure it's got to be helpful for other kinds of muscle, including one of our most valuable muscles, the heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually looking here at an article where they used fish oil for people with congestive heart failure, and it improved the ability of the heart to pump. So there's a lot of good things here.
Yeah. All right. Now, in your practice, Dr. Lopez, mm-hmm. in physical medicine, I imagine you use fish oil in the more, I'll say, traditional way as an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, that's predominantly why I use it in my practice for pain and inflammation. And even beyond inflammation, there's even some evidence to suggest that fish oil in high doses could actually help to treat neuropathic conditions or nerve pain-related conditions, because it actually has a mild, what we call calcium channel blocking effect, even at the nerve. So it almost acts, it could act in an analgesic sense as well, not just for inflammation, but also for pain. So it's quite fascinating.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Some very preliminary work, but there is some evidence out there suggesting.
Now, Just as an aside, you use fish oil, obviously, as an anti-inflammatory, but you also use other anti-inflammatories as well, things like curcumin.
Right, 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 Boswellia or boswellic acids. Also, ginger or gingerols and the shogaols as well, which are standardized for those bioactives in ginger. Mm-hmm. They also have a very nice anti-inflammatory effect as well.
Okay, excellent. All right, why don't we take a short break here? When we come back, we'll continue talking about some other nice benefits of fish oil. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA, all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia. See, Dr. Lopez, you're going to be heard all the way down Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice, nice. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez, will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
And several Jarrow products, by the way, as part of the Wilner Chemists 100-year anniversary celebration, are on sale at one-half price. And you can check our website, wilner.com, for all the details. And, you know, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long must mean that they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. Well, what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, and we had that special seminar and health fair already. I don't know if we'll do another one this year, but anyway, in addition to our regular sales, we'll have special discount sales throughout the year. And these anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a good time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept on informed about everything going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it at our website, Wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in person in the store.
And, of course, even better, visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And we're talking about fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, and, you know, we're a real treat now because there's some new research that came out, and this is relating to the inflammatory aspects or the anti-inflammatory aspects of fish oil. And it's very, very – it can be very, very complicated. But Dr. Lopez is going to bring it to you in a way that it's going to be understandable even for me. Go ahead.
Thanks, Arnie. So, yeah, some of this work has been done for the last 3 to 4 years, and it's basically a new twist on an old tale. The old tale is, yes, you consume high doses of fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, and they have an anti-inflammatory effect. And this happens through the metabolism of fat down the pathways to create these little hormone-like chemicals called prostaglandins and leukotrienes. That's sort of the old story. The newer story tells us that if we think of the way the body metabolizes fish oil along an assembly line, the new story is that when you start off with fish oil at the beginning of the assembly line, the body, with its complex chemical reactions, takes it all the way down at the end of the assembly line. It goes well beyond prostaglandins and leukotrienes. So it goes down to these new class of molecules that have been discovered by mostly a lot of this work is being done at Harvard, at Brigham and Women's with Dr. Serhan. And it shows that there are these new class of molecules called specialized pro-resolving mediators of inflammation. And basically, the names are protectins, resolvins, and myrisins. And so protectins and resolvins are kind of clever because protectins, well, they protect you, right? And resolvins, well, that's what they're doing. They're helping to resolve inflammation. And in the past, we used to think that inflammation was just kind of this fire that eventually died off, and the new cells would come in and would alter whatever the injury or the infection was that caused the inflammation. But now what we're finding is these chemicals, all the way downstream that the body processes fats to create, these end products actually play an active role in resolving inflammation. So they change the immune, they talk to the immune system to actually stop inflammation, and they work through receptors.
That's quite really fascinating. Now, maybe we can get a better read then on what EPA does and what DHA does and what the others do. Are we talking, these studies are on fish oil in general, or are they looking at individual fats?
Yeah, they actually break it down. The group has looked at EPA and DHA because they do create different classes of these resolvins and protectins. So it's a whole array of different hormone-like molecules that the body creates from these fats.
Now, what about all the other fish oils that are not EPA and not DHA? Do they have special value? I mean, we're starting to push them out of our preparations. Should they be kept in?
Well, I think so. I mean, even things like DPA, which is another, you know, fat. I mean, there are more than there are at least 22 isomers of fatty acids in fish oil, in whole fish oil. If you were to take whole body fish oil, even cod liver oil. oil. So there are certainly other fatty acids that I'm sure are players, but I think they're probably more supportive cast members as opposed to the EPA, DHA, which we know are probably the big players.
Yeah, I don't think, a medicine... at least orthodox medicine always tries to isolate. You know, they always want to know what's the key thing. What is it? EPA, DHA. You know, so. But I think that's missing a lot when you do that. You know, you, as you pointed out, Dr. Podell, why are we leaving some of these lesser players? They may be lesser players, but they're still team members. You know, you can't get rid of the right fielder just because you have most of the hits going out to left field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can argue both sides of the question because all the stuff we've talked about lately that DHA may be particularly important for brain function.
Yeah,
and you know, if you have to give to get and get to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but at least we're starting to discover more and more about it.
Yeah.
I think so, that's so great. Yeah.
This is exciting. All right. So just to translate a second and say, it does go past the all the way down to resolvins. What does that mean to someone who has inflammation?
Right. So to someone who has inflammation, we need to keep in mind that what the body does is when there's injury, infection, stress, or allergy, for example, the body takes fats from the membranes and then brings them into this assembly line. So the reason this is very important information is because it literally tells you that here you literally are what you eat. Because if you consume a diet that's high in omega-6 fats, you're using a different starting material.
Yeah.
You don't end up producing all these important little protectins and resolvins and all these downstream mediators. Whereas if you do use more omega-3 and at the tissue level it's concentrated, when you do have an injury, you have the right microenvironment within which the body can then help resolve, prevent chronic inflammation. That's the big one, is because if you don't have enough of these resolvins or protectants in place, then you remain in this cycle, this vicious cycle of chronic inflammation. So you never quite get over it.
Yeah, actually, one of the speakers yesterday at our seminar spoke about fish oil, Dr. Passwater, Richard Passwater. Yeah. And he pointed out just pretty much what you're saying, that he didn't go into the resolvins and protectants, but he did point out how important it is to make sure you have more of the omega-3 fatty acids and less of the some of those pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, and he also, they also pointed out the fact that a lot of people rely on things like flaxseed oil to get the omega-3s and how difficult it is for the body to process the flaxseed oil and convert it over to EPA, so it can be properly used as an omega-3 fatty acid. So all of you flaxseed oil users, you can take a little flaxseed oil, but if you want to get good omega-3 levels, you need to take fish oil as well. Okay, we need to pause for another break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And when we come back, we'll begin taking your phone calls at 1-800-321-0710.
When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain and stimulating healing. Research supports this. Wouldn't it be great then if all three of these nutrients could be incorporated into one convenient nutritional supplement? Doctors Best did just that. Their product, glucosamine chondroitin MSM, contains all three in a convenient capsule form. Doctors Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM in both the 120 capsule and 240 capsule sizes is now on sale at Wilner Chemist's 40% off list price. Support joint health with Doctor's Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM and save money at the same time at Wilner Chemist's, of course.
WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now let's go to the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River, this report is brought to you by 1-800-CAR-CASH. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 15 minutes heading into town, 5 minutes on the outbound side. Lincoln's going to cost you 5 heading in, outbound, same deal. GW Bridge actually in very good shape for you. Once you get into the five boroughs, things very busy on the Grand Central westbound side at 82nd Street. Accident on the shoulders causing delays as you go by LaGuardia Airport and continue on in towards the crash site. Also, if you're on the LIE westbound side, Utopia Parkway, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked. In Manhattan, we have the Salute to Israel parade continuing. So we've got the 52nd Street to 55th Street closed, Park Avenue to 6th. Also, 56th Street between Park and 7th, 5th Avenue, 52nd to 79th Street. So obviously, you want to steer clear. Selling your car and looking for top dollar? Well, call 1-800-CAR-CASH, America's top buyer of used cars and trucks. For a free quote, visit carcash.com or call 1-800-CAR-CASH. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest is Dr. Hector Lopez, and now you're going to hear from Don.
Well, yeah, Arnie, there was another study that I believe just came out this past week, and I'd like to kind of get Dr. Lopez's and Dr. Prodell's take on this, because I think many people may have seen a little abstract or a headline and not perhaps appreciated just how significant this study might be in a way that's different from what the headline might have indicated. And, okay, what did the headline indicate? Well, the headline was sort of focusing on the fact that, well, they've come up with a level of omega-3 fatty acids that perhaps should be used as the, you know, like the minimum daily requirement or the recommended daily requirement of EPA DHA, at least 250 milligrams is what they're saying. Yes, that should be the recommendation for the minimum amount of omega-3s we should take in. But that's not really what's so important to me. This was, I believe, some findings published in the British Journal of Nutrition. Well, where did they get the 250 milligrams? Why did they pick that number? They picked that number because that level of omega-3 fatty acids was associated with a 35% reduction in the risk of sudden cardiac death. In addition, and I'm trying to kind of just extract the highlights here, that level of EPA DHA was associated with a near significant 17% decrease in the risk of total fatal coronary type events. Now, to me, the highlight of this is that what they're doing is basically validating. You know, forget the exact level, whether it's 250 milligrams or more, but they're basically, it seems to me, validating the efficacy, the value of these omega-3 fatty acids for treating a relatively significant health problem, sudden cardiac death. Now, you know, am I overreacting to this, guys, or is this indeed a significant publication?
I think it's definitely a fantastic step in the right direction because, as you mentioned, notwithstanding the minimum amount that they and the very minuscule, very small amount they that was quoted, it definitely gets it out. It gets it on the radar, and particularly by a usually conservative body that would otherwise be very, very tentative to make statements like this. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. So basically, for you folks out there listening, even if you're taking, you know, a one or two omega-3 concentrate soft gels, maybe one in the morning, one in the evening, just as part of your general multivitamin regimen, you will be, as long as you're getting at least 250 milligrams, I mean, that's a minimum, which is easy to do with a product such as the Ultimate Omega from Nordic Naturals and various other companies. You, according to the conventional researchers here, are doing something that may significantly improve your cardiac health. So I think this is great news.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, when we came back from the break, I forgot to mention a couple things. Number one, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And that number works all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia as well. So you Georgia folks, we welcome your phone calls, 1-800-321-0710. Also, we have, as part of our 100-year anniversary sale, we have one sale which comes out to be 75% off, and it's on CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, 400 milligram, all on sale at 75% off list, and we have selected supplements from 10 other companies, also part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, that are at half price, and you can check those out at our website, wilner.com. Okay, let's say hello to Joe, calling from Queens. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I take vitamin D, and my last test showed me at 73%, and my doctor's not an alternative doctor, and so he says that's kind of high. So what should I do? Should I stop taking the D? And I also take fish oil three times a day, a tablespoon.
Okay. All right. So you're concerned that your doctor says 73 is too high?
Yes.
And you want to know, you're taking that as absolute truth, or you're asking our opinion?
Your opinion. And because a few years ago when you first started talking about D, I had my first test, and it was 15. So I've come a long way.
Yeah. And how are you doing, Joe?
Oh, I'm 79, and I don't know. I like it. I love it. You know, one day I was in your store, and I was, I had always taken the fish oil tablets and capsules, and one day I was in your store, and Nordic Oil was offering samples of their liquid, and I looked at it. All I could think of was cod liver oil and my mother when I was a kid, and so I could not believe what I was tasting. I was tasting nothing but an easy to digest and easy to taste a fish oil, and so I've been taking the oil ever since.
Well, good for you. That's what I do. I use the liquid as well. Okay, so let's Joe. Yeah. We have a couple of guys here. Let's get their take first of all on your level of vitamin D. Okay, 73. Anybody concerned here?
I've talked on this before. You do it, and then let me contradict you.
Sure. Well, certainly. How much are you taking now?
I stopped, but I was taking 2,000-4,000 capsules a day.
Okay. So 8,000 IU you were taking a day.
Plus in my multi, 400,
right.
I think.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So you're taking over 8,000 IU daily to get you to that level.
Right.
You know, what's interesting is based on what we know in terms of what it takes to get your level up, 8,000 IU a day is probably expected to get you to exactly where you are. So you're probably at steady state right now based on the dose that you're taking.
Good.
But in terms of that level, I personally have a target, and there's some controversy right now in terms of what that target should be. My target in my practice, and this is based on my understanding of the enormous amount of literature that's now out there on vitamin D, my target is about 55 to 60 or 60.
Really?
That's typically my target.
Okay, I'm glad.
Dr. Podell?
I had a target in my head of like anywhere between 40 and 60, and I don't think we have any real data of large volumes of what it means to be at 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. You know, there was one study on multiple sclerosis in Toronto, and they had a couple hundred people on 10,000 units a day, and they didn't have any problem. But, you know, if one in 5,000 gets a problem, you know, that's too much. So until we have more data, I feel most comfortable, you know, 32 being the minimum that they say for osteoporosis. And we really don't know what the net effects is on the immune system and others as we go up each increment. So I'm comfortable 40 to 60. Probably 70 is okay, but I don't think we have any data that can tell us that.
Right. At least we know that in terms of the danger of hypercalcemia or hypervitaminosis D or vitamin D toxicity, I don't think he has much to worry about in the 70s, as some of that work shows that you probably need to get up closer to 120 before you really get hypercalcemia.
But see, the trick is, I'm sure you understand, each of the, as with the fish oils, we see there are a lot of downstream effects that are very complicated and interact with other systems. We don't really know what these are yet. They may help prevent cancer. On the other hand, they may not. We just don't know.
Right.
From what I've been able to see so far, Joe, with all of this new news about vitamin D, in a way, you're one of the luckier people. More people have been increasing their levels of D intake and not seeing as much of an increase in blood levels as they were hoping for. So in a way, you've done good. Now, if you know, I think the easy thing for you, if at the level you were taking 8,000 units plus, just back off a little bit for a while, go down to 4,000 and see if you just fall into what we think is an optimal level right now. But a lot of people are having just the opposite problem. You know, everybody's being told they should be getting more vitamin D, their levels should be higher, so they were taking 400 units, now they take 800. 800 units, and nothing's happening. They go back, I get another blood chemistry, and it's hardly moved. So...
Yeah, you are right. That is a problem.
Yeah, and, I had somebody at the health fair yesterday. They came up to me and they said, "I'm taking 5,000 units of vitamin D for months, and it doesn't go above like 25 or 30." You know, they're trying to get it up a little more.
Yeah, I have a few patients like that.
So you're absolutely right, Don. So, Joe, you're in a good state right now. I guess the consensus is, back off a little bit.
Okay.
But you don't need to, but make sure you don't go back down to 15.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much. And can I keep taking the fish oil, 3 tablespoons a day of Nordic?
Why not?
I don't see a problem with it, no.
Yeah. Okay,
just
great.
Make sure. The other thing is, when you're taking that level of unsaturated fats, you make sure you're taking enough vitamin E and CoQ10, the antioxidants, so you don't want all that good oil turning rancid.
Right. So I'm taking 200 ubiquinol. Is that okay at 79?
200 ubiquinol is an excellent dosage.
Oh, wonderful.
Make sure you take vitamin E as well. And some of the other antioxidants.
Yeah. What a wonderful call.
All right. Hey.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We have to thank you, Joe.
But let's clarify something. If he's taking the Nordic Naturals liquid fish oil, which, as Joe pointed out, it's amazing how good these highly purified, lightly lemon flavored and so forth liquid oils are now. It's not like it was in the old days. If he did have it and perhaps didn't store it properly or kept it for too long and it did start getting rancid, he would know it from the taste, right?
So I meant he should take the antioxidants to prevent the oil from going rancid in his body.
Oh, I see.
No, I wasn't talking. No. I'm sorry, Don. I didn't make it clear.
But I'm glad I mentioned it. Maybe somebody else got confused too, because I think a lot of people still worry in their minds, and that's why I was trying to clarify it that you're not really implying that he has to worry about the oil going rancid per se.
No, right, absolutely. Okay, well, guess what? Time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez, will all be back after these important messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Google, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical-grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements, including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have 4 Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get 2 bottles for the price of 1, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these 4 CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106. Outside my window. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Okay, Don, it's all yours.
Yeah, that's 1-800-321-0710.
Oh, my God, what'd I do? I gave the store number?
No. You gave the... I don't get too nervous. Oh, I repeated the number only because we happen to have some open lines. You know, we get complaints. People can't get through. Yeah. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that if they've been waiting to get in and call us, now's a good time because we do have some open lines. 1-800-321-0710. Now, Arnie, before we continue with our fish oil discussion, we just ran an ad for Himalaya herbal supplements, and you know, they were at the health fair yesterday along with a bunch of other companies, of course, and they were giving out full samples of all sorts of stuff. She came in the morning with so many boxes of samples, I was laughing. But anyway, one of the things that she was giving out is a product that I had been using of theirs for maybe a month now, and I really like it, so I just thought I would take a moment to let everybody know about it. It's a Himalaya herbal products, and they have a toothpaste. You know, not the kind of thing we normally talk about on this show, but they have a toothpaste that has a neem and a pomegranate in it as two of the active ingredients. And I've been using it for a while. It's very, very nice. So if you folks are looking for, you know, not just the Ayurvedic herbal supplements, but the topical type herbal products, Himalaya has some interesting products, including a nice toothpaste product, okay?
Okay.
A little extra plug.
Yeah, a little extra plug.
It's a personal experience, yeah.
Hey, personal experience is always good. Okay, very good. I'm glad you like that. Okay, as we said, the number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Mitch calling from Westchester. Hi, Mitch.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. My wife is going in for knee replacement surgery in about 2 weeks. And I was wondering if there was anything in, a supplement that she could take that would either help in the healing or make the surgery go a little easier.
Okay, interesting subject. Go ahead. All right, which of you guys is jumping up and down the first or highest? Then you get the call.
All right, thanks,
Dr.
Well,
Lopez.
This is actually an area of interest of mine. So it's there are definitely some things you could do to.
You tend to see them on the other side.
Yes, exactly. So some of the things are you tend to hear you have to stop fish oil 2 weeks before surgery for concern that it could lead to bleeding. And that's fine. You could do that, but you should resume the fish oil as soon as possible after the surgery, particularly after total joint replacement. Some of the other things you could do are make sure that your protein status is sufficient, and that's something you could do with a good high-quality protein supplement, such as a whey protein isolate, would be a good thing to do, or You could also take the essential amino acids, the essential 8 amino acids. That'll help make sure that your protein status is where it needs to be. There's also there's been some data looking at creatine monohydrate, which creatine is typically viewed as a strength or bodybuilding sports nutrition supplement. But it has some interesting crossover benefits for the everyday individual, such as someone who's about to go into surgery. You could supplement with as little as 3 to 5 grams a day. You don't need to load and take this, you know, very high dose the way that some of the bottles say you should take. 3 to 5 grams a day, which is about a teaspoon a day. You can take it in 6 to 8 ounces of water. And there's some evidence to show that what it can do is make your rehab, it can accelerate your outcome from rehab. So the amount of time it takes to get your strength back in the operated limb is accelerated. And it can be accelerated in some cases by up to 20 to 25%, which is significant.
Okay, what about things like, you know, extra vitamin C or extra vitamin A or zinc?
I like vitamin C as well. I mean, quite frankly, what I'm trying to do is actually put together probably a cocktail, if you will, which is a blend. If you could put a blend together that supports tissue healing, then that's one of the things you would include. But to take all these things separately probably become a little cumbersome. But zinc, vitamin C are definitely two things to consider to bolster tissue healing. Healing afterwards.
Okay, anything?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay. All right. Did you get all that, Mitch?
Okay, I got all that. I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, and good luck, Mitch.
Okay, thanks for that call. You know, I go to the gym and work out, and I take creatine. I don't take it every day. I take it on the days I work out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed as far as myself is there is a significant increase in urination.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute that to the fact that that's creatine is turning to creatinine and the body's trying to get rid of the creatinine. I don't know. That's my take on it because...
Yeah, it might even be just that it has an osmotic effect. So it has a little bit of a pull, an osmotic pull, so mm-hmm. it can actually help to hyperhydrate you, which is a concern that people in the past mm-hmm. used to think that creatine could dehydrate you, mm-hmm. but it's actually been shown that in extreme temperature settings, like if you need to train or work out in a very extreme temperature setting, hot, humid settings, creatine can actually help with hyperhydration and preventing some of the heat stress that comes with it. It's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think the original worries were with like wrestlers who were trying to lose weight suddenly, and they, you know, they try to make their weight, and they wouldn't drink anything, and they would take a lot of creatine, and that they could get real kidney damage. So that is the hazard. So when creatine is taken, first, it should only be taken by people whose kidney functions are normal. And second, you should not get dehydrated when you're in the process of taking it because it can cause problems.
So the long and short of it is if you're otherwise healthy and you stay hydrated, creatine really, there's really not a shred of evidence to suggest that creatine will cause kidney damage. And I'm glad that's finally been put to rest because that was a concern many years
ago. Yeah, well, they had that thing about creatine. They started giving it to some of the Parkinson's people,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that seemed to be...
There's even one study on fibromyalgia showing benefit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, anything that has to do with muscles, you know, any of these fibromyalgia or anything like that, it makes sense that creatine would be beneficial.
Yeah, physical performance.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you hear that? That music Noah plays, that's to let me know that we have to let you guys know a little bit about what it is to feel disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Arne Gotomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And Dr. Lopez is going to be joining us again for the second hour. And that means we are having a second hour, which we always do on the Wilner Window for those of you who aren't regular listeners. And why aren't you regular listeners? Okay, remember all about our 50% discounts on our winter sale items. Check the website for all the wonderful details. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and I promise we will get to you immediately upon returning at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.